This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to the Two Robbies podcast, live from Anfield, Robbie, where we saw Liverpool almost pull it off and Man City finally won the Premier League title with all the drama.
I think we're probably the last two people in there. I'm thinking we could go one-on-one on there, like a little me one and you the other week.
I think I can take you on.
We'll do that after the podcast. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to an incredible day, really, that didn't go to the plan that I thought. At one stage, both teams were losing, Rob. The Liverpool were 1-0 down here at Anfield, Manchester City were 1-0 down at the Etihad.
Yeah. I mean, first off, I mean, how good was it to be here today? I mean, I think we knew the atmosphere was going to be great here. I mean, why wouldn't it be? The last match day, chance for them to win. We're sat in seats kind of over here. We had the cup to our right-hand side. All the big singing happened before. It was a tremendous place to be. The atmosphere was amazing. But the game was kind of nervy and didn't get any flow. Of course, Wolves scored the first goal. Liverpool took a long time to find a little bit of form. Of course, we know at this point the City are 2-0 down.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought something special was going to happen. Things changed in the second half, of course, and Man City found a way to do it with some big changes from Pep Guardiola, Rob. So, you know, we've talked about Jurgen Klopp making great changes at half-time to change outcomes of games. Mm. Pep did it today.
Oh,
and I think
we saw
that with emotion afterwards. The subs he made in the second half changed everything.
He talked about Raheem Sterling going on the outside. He crosses for the first goal. Gundogan, who came in, who said it was more of a Gundogan day than a Bernardo Silva day, based on how Aston Villa were playing. Mm. And I think the biggest thing that stood out to me today, Rob, was seeing the pictures that we saw of Pep Guardiola in tears. We rarely see that. No. He loves his team and he's emotive and he hugs and he coaches and he's intense. Mm. But the emotion that he gave with the tears, I think, told you how important the win was, how his team found a way from 2-0 down, difficult situation, could have lost the title today, ended up with nothing, came through. And there was a great shot of him and then Kevin De Bruyne as well.
Yeah, showing some emotion,
showing
wasn't
some he? Real emotion, tears in his eyes, fist pumping, the kind of things we don't always see from City. Mm. And well done, Manchester City, I think, first of all. Yes, it's only a point more than Liverpool, but they finished top of the pile again. Four wins in the last five seasons. Only Sir Alex Ferguson's won more than Pep Guardiola. It's an incredible run of dynasty, legacy that he's leaving on English football. And quite rightly, whoever finished tops deserves to be champions.
Yeah, and just the makeup of the team and 99 goals scored.
Yeah,
99 goals when hasn't been a permanent striker. Of course, they tried to get Harry Kane, that didn't work out. And he's smart enough and clever enough to adjust the tactics to get those midfield players scoring goals, the wide forward scoring goals. And when he really needed it today, he could have brought on Jack Grealish, Rob.
Yeah.
He could have brought on Jack Grealish, his last sub, his last throw of the dice, and it was Ilkay Gundogan.
Yeah.
The last season's top goal scorer, midfield player with 13 Premier League goals. And because Gundogan makes great runs into the box and always gets opportunities, that is what he went for.
Yeah.
And he got the job done with those late goals. I mean, the atmosphere kind of got sucked out of this place pretty quick because I think we felt that Liverpool would find a way
to
go on and win the game, which they did. Mm. But then you got this kind of, and Andy Robertson we interviewed afterwards said there's a kind of, you know, you're waiting for some good news from the fans that City, you know, weren't getting those goals, but they came and of course finished on top. It is a remarkable kind of team that Pep's built.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of money spent on this squad, and Liverpool fans could point to that. Well, they spend so much money, they spent more than twice amount of us over recent seasons, but it's still got to be coached and managed. And you've got to win those trophies.
By the way, as well, 2-0 down, Rob, wasn't about money today.
No.
It was about digging deep. It was about finding a way as champions, about finding a way back in the game. Three goals in a just over 5-minute spell. Mm. Told you that City can win it another way. They were 2-0 down against West Ham last week.
Yeah.
Came back to 2-2.
Well, Liverpool came back from losing games.
And both these teams have got resilience. Both these teams have set the barometer in terms of football and great play, but also, Rob, when they have to suffer, these teams suffer and come through. And that's what the rest of this league's got to get used to. Mm-hmm. You look at an Arsenal team that wants to improve, going through some suffering, some difficult moments and coming out the other side is very much what these two teams and these two managers have installed in these teams. And you say, we had Andy Robertson at the desk here, and he just said he wasn't quite their day. They got a little bit nervous about things, didn't probably play as well as they could, but in the end, they did their job. They did their job. They won 3-1, but Manchester City came through with a 3-2 win and as champions.
And to be here as well afterwards, of course, teams traditionally do a lap of appreciation around, and then there's kind of this weird kind of vibe of, well done, Liverpool. Yeah, they've won two cups. Yeah. Of course, disappointing today, but they won the game. And then they've got the game, of course, the Champions League final on Saturday. So it's kind of a mixed emotions vibe of the players walking around. We got that sense from Robertson as well. I think Jurgen Klopp said the same thing with his interview with Sky just a few yards down here. So ultimately disappointing for Liverpool today. But, I mean, they come so close. They took them to the very last day. You know, it's every competition they've entered. Mm. They're down to the last day in the last game, which we're going to see on Saturday. So, a great effort. But just, whether it was the Spurs game, Rob, that they drew, in terms of where it was kind of lost. That was a difficult match. It's just the two teams are superb. There's hardly anything between them, and City just came out on top.
It was interesting as well that Pep tipped his hat to City because he was talking to Lee and Graham at the Etihad and said, it's the rivals that make us who we are.
Yeah.
And it's
pushed
that Liverpool have pushed them so far is why they can go to the heights they've gone to. And I thought that was a bit of class by Pep. And it's interesting, Rob, because this team that we know is going to be the addition of Erling Haaland coming into the football club next year, it should make them better, shouldn't it?
Well, how can they get better? I mean,
it can't make them worse.
No, it's going to be different, though. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a different way of playing. The play is probably going to develop more crosses, maybe for Big Haaland. I mean, he's not a technically quick feet type of guy who's great in small spaces. I don't know. We'll see how that evolves, Rob. It's gonna look different. You can't rely on him to combine and to link up. He's not a great link man. His decision making and his kind of passing is not great. You know, if you look at the numbers on that, it's not great. But of course, that can get trumped by a tremendous amount of goals. I think it might help them is that the midfield players that over this season and last couple of seasons have to get forward and try and score.
Maybe they don't
so much. And maybe they can sit and maybe they'll be a little bit less vulnerable defensively because they can protect a little bit more because it isn't onus on getting forward to score goals. So I can't wait, of course, like till August comes around again, Rob, and we start to see it. Exciting for City fans, but I don't see it being a slam dunk right from the start. He's going to come into this league
and
score 20, 30 goals.
I
don't think it's going to be the situation. And I think Pep... I think it'll take a little bit of time to kind of groove in a different way of playing.
But I think long-term, it's another massive asset for Manchester City. Just want to make, before we move on from this game, two players who I think deserve special credit. Fernandinho, last game for Manchester City today. He only played half a game, but has been a brilliant servant. Four Premier League titles for him. Divock Origi here, they call him a legend. Jurgen Klopp said, couldn't have done what they've done without him. Just imagine the two players who've given everything to their football clubs. Fernandinho, a bigger part of City. Divock Origi had some magical moments here.
Scored some important goals.
Scored some really important goals. And, you know, good luck to them as they move on to the stage of career.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Other games in the league, mate. Right. I know we're probably getting rushed out of here. We'll probably turn the lights off in a minute. Let's talk top four. Let's talk Tottenham. Okay. They got the job done.
They did.
I talked about Antonio Conte in our post show, and I said, you know, they've had this special one. They've got a little special one now. support this guy, give him the right players, and this team can come closer to competing. This team can get closer to Chelsea and start competing with the likes of this club here and Manchester City.
Absolutely they can. Absolutely they can. And listen, I'm not biased towards any side, but I am excited to see this project at Spurs continue. Mm. And Antonio Conte and Harry Kane, I have to imagine, will be excited about what they can do next year.
Yeah.
He often talks about a full pre-season to work with his team. Mm. I think it's taken him quite a few months, actually, to get it as grooved as it is.
Yeah.
I think he will know, Rob, where he wants strengthening. And now, Daniel Levy, here it is. This is it.
Yeah.
You've got a champion manager.
You've got the guy, haven't you?
You've got champion goal scorers up front, Golden Boot, plus Harry Kane, plus Kulusevski, plus other midfield players and that's added to this side.
Yeah.
This is the moment to embrace it, to take it forward, to release the purse strings a little bit and give this guy a chance to win a title.
Yeah.
Because top four, they've done it. He gets a full season. He gets, you know, pre-season. He gets Kane firing from day one. Give him two or three first-team players. Mm. I think a centre-back, at least one centre-back would be...
Midfield player.
Maybe a midfield player and a wing-back.
Yeah.
And you're looking in good shape.
Close.
So they did it. They did it. And I think, you know, a few weeks away, we thought it was going to be Arsenal that aren't quite ready yet, Rob.
No.
I mean, and you know, some people hint that it's been a failure.
It's not
failure. Given the situation they were in, they're in control of it all. They came up short.
They came up short, but they quite rightly short because... There's four better managers, there's four better squads, and they, you know, to finish fifth ahead of Manchester United and the likes is a good finish. And we've seen teams go in the Europa, and I think it's Sevilla, we've seen Villarreal go into Europa League and use it as a stepping stone, Rob, to get to Champions League, to develop your football club.
Yeah.
I think that's where Arsenal are. I thought it was a learning year for the team, but I thought it was a learning year for Mikel Arteta as well, and he'll be better for this experience. Better start to next year for Arsenal. Little bit more expectancy in terms of what this football club can do. Again, good recruitment.
Of course.
Recruitment gives them a chance.
That's everything.
At top four.
It's everything. He stripped it all the way back to the studs for this team. Yeah. And a lot of young players trusted. They came up with the business for the most part. Mm. They've learned a ton. They've grown a ton.
Yeah.
They just need a few more now.
Yeah.
And again, Edu and Mikel Arteta have worked well before with their recruitment.
Yeah.
And if they can bring two or three others in that make them better, then they can go again for next season.
Let's talk about the bottom end, mate, because this is where the big story probably was today. Obviously, we got massive drama at the top, but at the bottom. So Burnley need to win the game or at least get a draw. If Leeds were to draw, if they mirrored
they had to match Leeds' result, wasn't it?
And they're good. They're good to go. Didn't quite happen for them. At one point, Leeds were 1-1 with Brentford, so Burnley got themselves... We're 2-0 down, got back to 2-1. So a goal for Burnley then, kept them in the league.
Yeah.
Couldn't find enough goals. Cornet, probably the only person who was scoring on a regular basis. And the Sean Dyche decision, the Sean Dyche gamble, in the end, you'd have to say, didn't pay off. Now, Alan Pace, I think the owner, would say, I think it was a decision he had to make based on... The results they got and the chance they had, whether that would have been the case if Dyche was there or not, that's a gamble he took. Yeah. But I think he felt it was a gamble I've got to take, otherwise I might regret it if we'd have gone down with
that. I understand that. Of course, you can't say it was right when it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And I know there was three wins on a spin for them, which really helped.
Mm.
But they lost games that would have helped too.
It's
difficult to know. It was, and I get the decision that was made, but ultimately
lack of quality in the end stopped them. Lack of goals.
We said this from the start, Rob. Yeah. For me, I tipped them last year for relegation. They didn't. I tipped them again in the Christmas time. I didn't have them in initially.
Yeah.
But just not enough quality. Even though the Veghorst comes in and Cornet's got the quality to score goals, it's just I don't know. Now whether a change was made too late. Alan Pace might say that. You know what? I should have changed it earlier.
Possibly. Yeah.
And I worry about Burnley, Rob, because of the stuff that we've all read in The Athletic and stuff. There's a big article about the finances. It was a leveraged buyout by the new owners at Burnley. And there's something in there that if they get relegated, they've got to pay a big chunk of the loan back early.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be a blow, Rob. You know,
And players out of contract. And then also, Rob, manager. you know, what do we do? Does Mike Jackson go back to the under-23s? Do you bring somebody in?
Vincent Kompany apparently is...
You know, was that if he was in the Premier League?
Yeah, not now.
Let's also talk about the other story, though. The big story is Leeds United stay in the Premier League. The last, 16 years out of the Premier League. Great finish last year, and then the Bielsa thing goes
decision.
On.
There's another decision.
That's another decision. And I suppose you've got to say that's a right call. Yes. Jesse Marsh has kept the team in the league. Will start in the Premier League a fresh slate, and you know, I'm sure he's looking more upwardly now of this Leeds United team.
Yeah, I mean, astonishing result. Astonishing result. I really didn't think, given how they've been playing over the last few weeks, that they could go there with the suspensions and Dallas being out and Bamford not being ready and get a result. Though we did say, I think on a lost podcast, that they'll take half a Leeds with them down there. They couldn't get it all in the stadium, but the support was amazing. And talk about find a result from nowhere. Everton found results when they had to, Rob.
Yeah.
Burnley, earlier on, boosted their chances of staying up, but couldn't do it. But Leeds left it to the last day to find a result to get them there. And Jack Harrison, with that strike, keeps them in the league. The emotion, the scenes, and I'm so pleased for Jesse Marsh because he's coming to that job under all sorts of different pressures, Rob.
Yeah, from the club, from the players, from the media.
Yeah.
And he also carries the hopes and the ambitions of many American young coaches.
Absolutely, it's great
to see him survive. It's great to see him, and hopefully he can go on. He's a good coach, Rob. We know that.
He speaks really well.
And now he'll get a full season, a clean slate, and hopefully Leeds can...
It's been a tough season, whoever, at Leeds, because of your top striker from last year, the first season back, Patrick Bamford, being out. Phillips was out for a long time, Rob. The team was so weakened this season. Mm. And it's the second season where you sometimes are a little flatter, it's harder to get the results. Mm. And to come in with all those challenges and to stay up, I'm pleased because I want to see what he can do next year with this team and what the team can do and what the recruitment department can do to try and help this club stay in the division, because they're a massive football club. And you said it earlier on the show, Rob, that the Premier League kind of wants to have as part of its teams.
It's a better team. Great news for Jesse Marsh.
Great news for Leeds. Really well done.
And great news for Manchester City, top of the table. They are the champions. 4 titles in the last 5. We'll be back on Wednesday. That's May the 25th. We're going to preview the Champions League coming up, talk about how Liverpool get over today's disappointment, get ready for Real Madrid at the weekend. But for now, I'm Earl. He's Musty, together with the two Robbies. Thanks for watching and listening. Be safe, stay healthy. It's a good night from Anfield from me.
And it's a good night from him.
Good night.
Good night.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.